Listening Library presents Crush Stuff by Lisi Harrison. Read for you by Holly Linneman. For my crush, Wyatt, who fed me, loved me, and supported me while I wrote this novel. I hope we're still together by the time this publishes. If not, I might have to name book three Awkward Stuff. Chapter 1. In the movies, Halloween season, or what boring people call October, is depicted by howling wind, skeletal tree branches, and creeping shadows. But in Poplar Creek, California, where wind is more of a lazy sigh, palm fronds sway like a fresh blowout, and the sun is too bright for shadows, Halloween season ushers in a different type of terror, one that Fonda Miller named the seventh grade slopover. The Ferdinand Farms field trip is pure hell, Fonda said, as she, Drew, and Ruthie walked home from Poplar Middle School. It was Friday, and the next-door besties, or nesties, as they called themselves, were spending the night at Fonda's. Her stride should have had spring, her steps pep. But the feet in her leopard-print high tops were heavy with dread, because this year's seventh-grade slopover would be no different than last year's sixth-grade slopover. And no different was no bueno. How bad can it be? Ruthie asked, her wide blue eyes beaming optimism. And who could blame her? The students in the Talented and Gifted program were also invited, which meant that for 3 days and two nights, Ruthie and her tag friends would have the same schedule as Fonda and Drew. It was something Ruthie had always wanted. It was something they had all wanted. But not like this. 2 nights, 3 days, and 7 meals of nothing but pig slop. That's how bad. Fonda removed the mirrored heart-shaped sunglasses she'd borrowed from her sister Amelia so they could see the panic in her eyes. We shovel horse poo, milk cows, and sleep on mattresses that smell like oily grandfather scalp.
My grandfather is bald, so his scalp doesn't smell oily, Ruthie said. His has more of a minty smell.
Hey, maybe my mattress will smell minty.
Then mine will smell like sticky notes, Drew said, because her grandpa Lou tacked post-it reminders all over the house so her grandma May wouldn't forget anything.
I bet Weirdo's mattress is going to smell like money, Fonda said, pointing at the boy who lived at the top of their street.
He was ambling up his driveway, shoulders rounded and neck arched, as he thumbed the screen of his phone. His rich, preppy, private school look, button-down shirt, white sneakers, and corn tortilla-colored slacks, might be on point in Connecticut, or say, Boston, but it completely missed the point in California. Everything about Weirdo missed the point.
His name is Owen Lowell Klein, Ruthie said, defending him as usual. Not because she liked Owen, or even really knew him, but because 2 years earlier, he bought her entire supply of Girl Scout cookies, which freed her up to go to the beach with Fonda and Drew.
I feel bad for him.
Why? Drew asked. Because he ate 50 boxes of Do-Si-Dos?
They weren't all Do-Si-Dos. There were Samoas and Tagalongs, too. And no, I feel bad for Owen because he doesn't have any friends.
Because he's a pick-me, Fonda said.
If Ruthie had ever had the misfortune of being in class with Owen and witnessed him waving his hand at the teacher while shouting, "Pick me! Pick me!" she would have felt bad for herself, not Owen.
Just because he's a pick-me doesn't mean you have to be a pick-on-him, Ruthie said.
Then she laughed. Everyone did, because it was one of the clunkiest comebacks of all time. The laughter stopped the moment Fonda's mother greeted them in the kitchen and asked how her day was.
Tell me everything,
Joan said, her russet brown eyes wide and eager. She was a feminist studies professor at UC Irvine and didn't teach on Fridays, which freed her up to serve snacks and pry at the end of every week. Kitchen time was something Fonda looked forward to, but not today. Today, Fonda didn't want to relive the details. She wanted to forget them and get right to the snacks. She opened the pantry and grabbed 3 bags of cheese popcorn.
They announced the slopover today.
What's a slopover?
Joan asked,
She set out 3 glasses on the table for the girls and filled them with chocolate almond milk.
And why do you seem so miserable about it?
We have to scoop horse poo, Ruthie said.
And sleep on mattresses that smell like oily grandfather scalp, Drew added.
Ew, are you talking about Ferding Farms? Winfrey asked as she padded barefoot into the kitchen. She was wearing a wetsuit, unzipped to reveal her midriff, and a red bikini top. Knowing her, she probably wore that to school. And if she did, it wouldn't be long before every junior at Poplar Creek High began wearing it too. Because Fonda's 16-year-old sister, with her butterscotch-colored highlights, cactus green eyes, and 3 first-place surf trophies, was major like that.
Ferding Farms is still a thing? Said Amelia, the middle Miller sister, who was also wearing a bikini, but no wetsuit.
She entered behind Winfrey, piling a mess of fiery auburn waves on top of her head. A freshman in high school, she was a star volleyball player with a statement sunglass collection that could fill a swimming pool. So yeah, she was pretty major too.
I thought that dump burned in last year's wildfire.
Nope, Fonda sighed. The fire didn't want it either.
Smart fire, Winfrey said.
Then to her mother, Joan, can I borrow the car? Amelia and I are going to the beach.
Really? Joan took a seat at the table. This isn't like you.
Mother, have we met? Amelia and I surf every Friday after school.
I was talking to Fonda, Joan said, hands serious and clasped.
Ew, why would you do that?
Fonda ignored her sister's jab.
What isn't like me?
Civic laziness, Joan said. Fonda had no clue what civic laziness meant, but she did know that she was about to get lectured on feminism or activism or both. Every conversation with her mother went there eventually.
If you don't agree with your leader's choices, speak up. The world is only going to change if you change it.
Fonda nearly choked on her chocolate almond milk.
How am I supposed to do that?
Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time.
Ruthie smacked the table like a game show buzzer. Ruth Bader Ginsburg!
That's right, Joan beamed. Very good, Ruthie.
I'm a huge fan.
Joan beamed even brighter. Who isn't?
I'm not, Winfrey said. Unless Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the name of your car.
You have a voice, Fonda. Don't use it to complain. Use it to campaign.
Ruthie hit the table again.
Gloria Steinem.
No, Joan said.
Tarana Burke?
Nope.
Malala?
No, Ruthie. That one was Joan Miller.
You?
Joan nodded proudly.
Ruthie got out of her chair, sat on Joan's lap like a toddler visiting Santa, and hugged her.
J.M., you are my everything.
This popcorn is my everything, Drew said, crumpling her bag. Can we have seconds?
Check the pantry, Fonda said impatiently. Because now what? Her mother didn't give her a plan. She gave her words. The type of words that end up on bumper stickers, tea bags, and motivational Instagram posts. A wildfire couldn't quash Ferding Farms. And Joan thought some Ruth Bader Ginsburg quote was the answer?
Mom, what am I supposed to do? Stand outside the principal's office with a sign that says, hell no, we won't go?
I don't think we should say hell, Drew called from inside the pantry. Heck might be better.
Mom, Winfrey said with a stomp of her bare foot. The keys!
Slogans don't work because they don't offer a solution, Joan said. Instead of shouting about what you don't want, try shouting about what you do want.
What do I want? Fonda asked herself. It was a good question, one that she didn't know how to answer. She definitely wanted an overnight field trip, especially now that Drew and Ruthie were going too. But what kind of field trip? And where?
I don't want a place that smells like horse poo, she began. Drew returned to the table with 3 new bags of popcorn.
Isn't that more of what you don't want?
Exactly, Joan smacked the table. What do you want?
Fonda stood. She thought better on her feet.
I want a place that smells like fresh air. I want a place with fun activities. I want a place with good food and candy. I want...
What about Catalina Island? Amelia said. Then she grabbed the chocolate almond milk off the table.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?